This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Dozens of secondhand Leopard 1 tanks are on the way to Ukraine. The tanks once belonged to Belgium, but the same arms dealer who bought them 5 years ago says he sold them to another European country, which he can't name because of confidentiality clauses. There were more Russian missile attacks on Ukraine Tuesday. Details on the damage from VOA's Eastern Europe Bureau Chief Miroslava Gangadze.
Head of the Donetsk region, Pavlo Krylenko, said that there was two high-rise buildings, private houses, administrative buildings, and hotel were destroyed and damaged during this attack.
Pakistan's parliament was due to dissolve Wednesday, ushering in a technocrat-led interim government to oversee an election that will not include the country's popular politician Imran Khan. The country has been in political turmoil since the former international cricket star was booted from power in April of last year. Geopolitical events such as war and the dissolution of a government, like the collapse of the Soviet Union, can leave people without a country.
Karina Embartman-Clow is a stateless person living in the United States.
I was born in a country that doesn't exist anymore.
She is one of about 218,000 people in the United States who do not hold citizenship anywhere. Now, U.S. Department of Homeland Security says it's setting up new procedures to clarify what stateless means for immigration purposes. The DHS announcement promises to outline examples of information and evidence.
And this is VOA News. Former U.S. President Donald Trump's attorneys and the federal prosecutors trying to convict him for crimes related to overturning the U.S. presidential election results in 2020 will be back in court on Friday. Prosecutors have asked the judge to limit the evidence Trump can reveal to the public, afraid that he will use it to intimidate witnesses. The defense says it's his First Amendment right of free speech to do so. With more than 10,000 rapes recorded in the first 3 months of this year alone, and more than 900 women killed, experts said that there is not much to celebrate as South Africa marks its National Women's Day on Wednesday. We get more from VOA's Kate Bartlett.
Women's Day, marked every year on August 9th in South Africa, is a public holiday that commemorates a historic protest of unjust laws under the then apartheid regime. Caroline Peters, a women's rights activist, explains.
And it comes from the call to action in 1956 by 20,000 women that marched onto the union buildings in Pretoria singing Watinta Bafazi Watintu Mbokodo.
President Cyril Ramaphosa has said South Africa has levels of gender-based violence that are comparable to countries that are at war. Kate Bartlett for VOA News, Johannesburg.
The World Bank has now paused new investments in Uganda because of Uganda's new anti-LGBTQ law. The bank says it contradicts the bank's values after sending a team into Uganda to review the bank's portfolio. The law was enacted in May and carries the death penalty for aggravated homosexuality. That's an offense that includes transmitting HIV through gay sex. The World Bank, as of 2022, had provided $5.4 billion in International Development Association financing to Uganda. WeWork, Inc. on Tuesday raised substantial doubt about its ability to continue as a going concern and said three board members had stepped down, sending its shares down 27% in extended trading. The workspace provider also issued a warning that its management is needed to raise additional capital to keep the company afloat and maintain liquidity over the next 12 months. Recapping one of our top stories, Pakistan's parliament, due to be dissolved Wednesday, ushering in an technocrat-led interim government to oversee an election that will not include the country's most popular politician, Imran Khan. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.